No, we're very excited about adding those two gentlemen to our team. Obviously, going into it, left tackle was a priority, and adding a premium player, a Pro Bowl player to a premium position. We were very excited about adding him. Also adding Shelly Smith. Again, free agency still open. We have a lot of avenues, and we have some players on our team that we like as well that we feel like are going to make some jumps in their second and third years. So there's a lot to work with there, and we're excited about that group.
Dennis, how do you feel about the moves you made on the defensive side with the Portland Finnegan, Earl Mitchell, and Lewis Delmas and what they'll bring to the system?
And adding Brent Grimes too. Grimes. Starks and bringing those guys back. That was important to us, obviously, to keep some continuity there and keep some really good players, Pro Bowl players. They were a big part of us, not only on the field but off the field. But, yeah, adding Lewis Delmas, Cortland Finnegan, Earl Mitchell, all tough, competitive players that bring a lot of passion for the game and they're about the right things. And so we're excited to add it to our group and to an already existing group that's with a lot of good football players and bringing them on board.
How they fit into the system, in Kevin Coyle's system. Did you pay close attention to that too as you were looking at the film on how they would fit schematically?
We always have a lot of conversations with any players and evaluations of players, whether within our scouting departments or with our coaching staff, to get an idea of what is the plan if we add this player onto our team. So that's an important part of the process and the evaluation process. And we had a lot of contact and discussions with our coaching staff just to make sure that we're on the same page, and we were, and those guys did a great job in preparing us and helping us through those process.
Dennis, you still don't have an assistant GM. Is that something do you need a number two in time for the draft? Is that something you can go without heading into the draft?
I'm confident with our staff that we have in place, our college department, going through draft preparations and even now in our constant communication with them. Very confident in them, and as well as our pro scouting department did an outstanding job in preparation and equipping both our coaches and myself and getting ready for a free agency and as we go forward.
Are you actively looking for an assistant GM?
I'm confident in our staff, and we're in our draft preparations now, and we'll continue to do that.
Could you give us an update on the Moreno talks? And there's been a report you guys have also interested in MJD.
It's been our policy not to comment specifically on players that aren't on our roster. Free agency is still ongoing, and we'll continue the process. Again, we're trying to add good players, continue to add good players, and we'll continue to do that throughout the summer, throughout the free agency period, and through the draft, and leading into preseason, all the way through the time period.
What are you looking for in a back, in a tailback? What are you looking for?
I want production. I want toughness. I want ability to play on all three downs. And, we like our running backs that we have on our roster, but, again, I'm always one that looks, whenever you think you have depth, maybe you don't. And so I'm always looking for bringing good players onto the Miami Dolphins, because I think that's how you create competitive environments, which is a big part of what Coach Philbin and I believe in. And, anytime there's an opportunity to bring a good player on board, we're going to entertain that.
With the draft, the quarterback, essentially Finnegan for Patterson. Was the Patterson deal more concerned over injuries? Because certainly when he was in, he produced. Was it mainly an injury concern?
I'm not going to get into specifics on that. Dimitri was a good player for us, and I wish him the best. We're excited about Cortland Finnegan and what he adds and what he's done over his career, and what we're excited what he's going to do for the Miami Dolphins.
With the draft fast approaching, and you guys want obviously to change the culture of the team, what are the certain guys you guys are looking for in the draft? Obviously the best player, but guys that also fit the mold of good guys as well.
First of all, I like our locker room. We have some really good players. The interaction I've had with them and discussions with Coach Philbin, and we have some really good players, good people on our team. So we're excited about them. But yeah, we're always looking to add more to the team, and good players, getting good teammates, good people in the community, and that's what we'll continue to do.
What's your level of concern in regards to Mike Pouncey? He's got to pass now what appears to be a psychological evaluation to continue his NFL career. Is there any concern that you won't have him available for 2014?
In regards to the discipline, we'll continue to work with the commissioner's office on that, and we have contingency plans, but I believe in Mike Pouncey. Mike Pouncey's a good player. I believe he's a good teammate, and we'll go forward that way.
Dennis, when did you guys find out he was going to have to undergo this psychological evaluation? Was it pre-Wells report, post-Wells report, recent days?
In recent days.
Mm-hmm. And your thoughts on that? Were you surprised, taken aback? Did you understand?
Again, with all those things, we work hand in hand with the commissioner's office, and that's how we handle those things.
Do you have any knowledge of him having any psychological issues?
In what, in reference to?
Mike Pouncey. I mean, have you heard anything before? Does he have any kind of psychological issues?
I'm not going to comment on that. I'm just not.
Mm-hmm. You you brought in DaQuell Jackson, and obviously he signed with the Colts. Has there been any thought at all to looking at other linebackers? Joe said today that your linebackers have to be more consistent. You've stayed, you know, with your group from last year. Have you given thought to adding someone who could be a starter with DaQuell off the board, or is your feeling that this group is good enough as our three starters?
You know, we're going to entertain good players and bring good players on it. I like our linebackers. I think we have some really good players there. But, again, I'm always looking to create those competitive environments. And if we can add good players at a position group, then absolutely we will.
Is it a good enough group against the
– as you and Joe look at the players and you're evaluating them, how much of a consideration do you have to give, especially on the offensive side of the ball, the Bill Lazor system, the John Denton, and what they're bringing what they're looking for in their play?
Yeah, it's always a factor because, you know, what positions, you know you know, what are they going to be asking of the players that we bring in? So you definitely, you know, we're hand in hand with the coaches on, you know, what they're going to be asking players to do and what fits certain type schemes. And absolutely, we do that.
Dennis, Richie Incognito continues to say that he wants to resume his NFL career either in Oakland or Miami. I think everyone here assumes that he'll never suit up for the Dolphins again. But officially, we haven't heard that. What would you say about his prospects of playing for Miami again?
Again, it's our policy not to comment with players that aren't under our roster. And Richie was became an unrestricted free agency March 11th, and as a result, he falls into that category.
Do you feel like you need one more star on the offensive line, two more stars on the offensive line? Because obviously, as a whole, right tackle, you have some guards coming back from last year. Do you feel like if you can get a starting right tackle, you guys can go forward with that five?
We like our team. Again, we're going to continue to add to the best players that we can, good players that fit, you know, good teammates, good people in the community, and good players to our 53-man roster, and we're going to continue to do that.
How different is the zone blocking scheme that John Benton wants to run compared to what you guys were scouting for in Tampa Bay?
There's a departure. We were more of a gap scheme, so, I mean, it brings different type qualities, but, again, you still want tough, you still want smart, you still want disciplined players. But, you know, there's a little, you know, little nuances, and you're going to be asking them to do a little bit different things.
Dennis, when you have a zone-blocking scheme at running back, is the ideal a cutback guy, somebody who can find those holes, those creases?
Well, you want running backs, I always believe you. You want toughness. You want guys with vision. You want guys who can break tackles but can also make things happen in an open space and play on third downs, pass protect. I mean, there's so many things that go into the running back position. And that's regardless of scheme.
Do you have that guy on your roster as a starter right now, do you think? Or do you think
we like our guys. Again, I think Lamar Miller's had a lot of talent. Has a lot of abilities. I think same Mike Gillisley, Daniel Thomas, all those guys have a lot of talent. But again, with all the positions, if there's good players that I feel can help us, because again, this is about building towards a championship team. If we feel that players can help us, we're going to entertain them. We have several guys that can fill that role. Sam Brenner. There's other multiple guys. Shelly Smith has done that in the past. So, you know, we have several different guys that can do that.
Can you talk a little bit about your financial approach to free agency? Joe talked about how you guys spent smart, you know, didn't overspend. Do you feel like that was the approach that you guys took this offseason? I mean, I know it's first year.
Yeah, I mean, our approach really comes down to, and it's kind of the same approach that we approach the draft, is, you know, placing individual value on the player. Obviously, we have a big picture as we go into free agency, and Don Aponte did a great job with that and, you know, managing the cap and, you know, what we have to spend and the cash versus cap, all those issues. But the main thing for us is, you know, placing the right individual value on a player and working towards it that way through negotiations.
What have you gleaned so far out of your experience here the first day and a half of the owners' meeting? First time here as a GM.
Right.
What's been your biggest learning experience so far?
No, just, you know, these are the great football minds and great leaders of men. And just in all the dialogue and, you know, seeing under Commissioner Goodell, the vision, the future of the NFL and, you know, the great things we're doing and some of the challenges that we're facing and just the dialogue and the interaction and the transparency and, you know, trying to get things right and, you know, being the best league that we can be. It's been fascinating to watch and soak in and to learn.
Dennis, how encouraging has it been that, given what the issues the team went through last year, that so many free agents are eager to come to the Dolphins?
Well, I told you guys, you know, I've always said that Miami is an attractive place. and it's been played out as we continue to, as players are wanting to come here, wanting to visit, and then when players come on a visit, because they get a sense of who we are. Not only live in a great place, but we have great coaches. They get the sense of the organization, the people in the organization, whether it be from the operations to the assistants to the equipment, you know, just the type of organization that it is. And it's classy. It's people with passion, with integrity, and that trust. And it's a very much a communicative environment, and that's been played out in free agency.
Mm-hmm. You talked about, I mean, not you, but everybody's talking about this is one of the deepest drafts in a decade. Do you see that? And I know we asked you this question earlier, but why do people have this perception that it's such a deep draft?
Well, I can't speak for why other people would have perceptions, but I do know that it is a strong draft, and especially in different areas. And, you know, again, each draft is its own different animal with the strengths, and, you know, whether it be late, whether it be middle, whether it be early with each position. But I do think it's a strong draft. We're excited about a lot of the prospects here, and so we'll continue our preparations and as we work towards draft day.
Is the NFL going to be a possibility outside, or is he going to be the middle linebacker?
Well, we always look at, you know, and Joe is part of his core philosophy, and it's the same with me, is, you know, putting players in the best positions for them to be successful and to help us win. And, you know, Donnell is a great player. We really like Donnell, and, you know, that's part of the process as we go through. Again, putting players in positions, whether it be offense, defense, special teams, being in positions to help us win.
As you look at your tight end group, do you look at that, Dennis, and say, I think we're set here with Clay and Deion Sims, and obviously Agnew able to be fullback, H-back, and tight end?
I like our tight end group, but, again, it kind of applies back to the other. We're always looking for players that can help us, and especially good players they're good teammates. And, you know, like Charles Clay does, really a versatile weapon that does a lot of different things for us in a lot of different ways. Obviously, Deion Sims was a rookie last year, showed some nice things, and Michael Agnew has been here around, you know, showed some versatility. So it's a good group, but again, we're always looking to add better players and good players to the team.
Since the guy is your own free agent, can you say anything with regard to whether there might be any interest in exploring Dustin Keller's health as to whether there could be a match there?
I mean, we're always open, and we've had conversations with his agent, but we'll just kind of leave it at that.
Can you talk about you and Coach Philbin's relationship, how important it is to have, you know, a cohesive unit amongst both of you guys as you guys move forward?
Right. No, it is, and it's been that way from the beginning, and it was really exciting for me just to, as you go through my first free agency in a new building, and just seeing how things work when there's, you know, a lot of different variables, a lot of stressors, a lot of unknowns as you're working through, and how you being disciplined to the plan that you set forward. And Joe was great. Don was great. It really worked smooth, and it was a cumulative effort of a lot of people, a lot of hard work that went into it. And we felt it was successful so far, and we're keep working towards it.
Adam Beasley.
Well played. What Barry asked, you guys need a right tackle. Tyson Claypool needs a job. Is that a fit we could see?
Again, I'm not going to talk about guys that aren't currently on our roster. Again, we're always looking to get better and bring good players onto our team in whatever avenues that is, whether it be in free agency, whether it be in through draft, whether it be street free agents, whether it be, you know, practice squad claims, whatever that may be, we're always looking at those areas.